Hello, loves. I'm your host, Christina Ray. I'm a life coach, breathwork facilitator, and entrepreneur with multiple conscious businesses. Through sharing my journey, I hope to inspire you and make life just a little bit easier for you to navigate. I believe through sharing and authenticity, we create space for others to feel safe, empowered to share, and to feel less alone. In this space, we talk about everything from realizations through spiritual awakenings to breakups to mindfulness. And I interview people from all over the world who are using their power for good so we can build all our power together. Let the journey begin. Hello, loves, and welcome back to the Power for Good podcast. It has been quite the break. It's been about 6 months since we've had an episode, and it's going to be even longer since this episode is released. So it has been a beautiful break. I'm so excited to be back here with you, to be sharing, speaking. I took this little hiatus to really spend time working on myself while I navigated some really big life changes. I've moved, I have gone through a separation, a divorce, and gone through some really big changes internally, done some healing. And I felt like during this time, I really needed to just focus on myself. It was not a time for me to share, not a time for me to talk about what was going on. And sometimes in life, you really have to just go inward. So I took this time to separate from sharing, from technology, and to really go inward, to dive deep, to navigate those things that I was going through. But guess what? It's time for me to share. I am back, baby, and I am better than ever, ready to share my insights, my realizations, and all the things I've been going through. So that is where we are starting today. For those of you that do not know me, I am Christina Ray. I'm a life coach. I'm a breathwork facilitator. I ride horses. I'm an entrepreneur. I have multiple businesses, and I just love being alive. I'm so grateful to be here with you. My passion and my mission in life is really to help people, to help the planet, to help animals through just serving, through sharing my experiences, through sharing all the things that I've been through. I hope that I can inspire and help people, help you perhaps navigate your life and your world a little bit easier. And through continuing to share the things that I go through and the daily struggles, I hope that we can navigate this life, this beautiful journey together. And that's why I'm here today, to start sharing a little bit about what I've been going through, to get you up to speed, to start the conversation again, and to just meet you again as this new self that I am. Constant, evolving, changing, loving. So let's start with that. The biggest thing in my life that's been happening over this past 6 months is that I have gotten divorced. Many of you know that I am almost about 3 years sober. And as a sober woman, as a sober person, we go through some really big changes in life. What people don't really tell you about getting sober is that you change completely. Everything changes. So I had a big spiritual awakening that I didn't really expect as getting sober, as becoming a newly sober person. And I continue to change. I've been changing, evolving, and growing for the past years, even before I got fully sober. My sober journey started like 10 years ago. But now that I've been 100% sober for these past almost 3 years, I just continue to evolve and change. And sometimes when you go through that change and spiritual awakening, you might be in a relationship that just doesn't really match how you're growing. I got married at 1 year. The day of my wedding was actually the same day that I turned 1 year sober. It was my 1 year sobriety day. Just so happened, wasn't planned, just so happened that was the 1 year of my sobriety date. And to be honest, at that date, I did not know who I was. And it's true what they say about it's difficult to be in relationships the first years of being sober because you don't know who you are. You're navigating all these changes. I felt very uncertain of myself, uncertain of what I wanted, uncertain of who I was. And I was still discovering it. It was hard for me to have fun. It was hard for me to know what I wanted to do in life. And I felt very attached to this relationship. And, I'm not going to sit here and say anything negative about my ex-husband, but it was something that I was kind of clinging onto in that moment. And at the same time, I really didn't know who I was. So highly suggest that in the first years of sobriety, don't make any big life decisions. I don't regret anything because everything has taught me so much, but if you can avoid it, perhaps don't make any big life decisions because you're still evolving, still changing. So learn from my journey and take it from me that it's advisable to not make any big life decisions in those first years as you're still figuring out and navigating who you are. So in these years, I've been healing trauma. I've been healing myself. As I've been sober, so many emotions have been coming up. I've been figuring out what it is that I actually like to do. I also moved. I moved out of Miami. I moved to this area of Florida called Wellington. I started riding horses every single day. I became much more connected to nature, even more than I was before, much more connected to animals and much more connected to my spirituality, to even more connected to breathwork, to meditation, and to that growth journey. And this is something that my ex-husband just was not aligned with. He really didn't enjoy horses. He really didn't enjoy the spiritual journey. To him, that felt very strange. And I am not right, and he is not right. We are just different. And so the more that I really started to figure out who I was in that second year of sobriety, the more I realized how different we were and how we didn't really have any common interests, shared worlds. And it became very difficult for us to be together. And it became difficult for me to feel like I could be myself in that relationship, like I could really continue to grow as the person that I wanted to be. So some might find it odd that I was only married for 1 year before I got divorced, but actually it was a beautiful and challenging decision that had to be made in order for me to continue to grow. It was painful and it was beautiful. Altogether, you know, we were together for over 5 years and it was beautiful. He was my rock in many ways. I learned so much from him and I think he as well learned from me and we balance each other out. And I do believe that in life we have soul contracts. We come into each other's lives for a certain amount of time sometimes, and it doesn't always have to be for a lifetime. So I'm so, so grateful for our journey together. I'm grateful for him, for everything that he taught me, for our time together. And I'm also grateful that we have now been able to peacefully separate. Again, another lesson that you can consciously separate. And when you separate at the right time, when you don't wait till things get spin out of control, when you don't push yourself to be stuck in a situation that doesn't feel right, when you listen to yourself, when you trust yourself, when you follow your instincts, when you trust your gut, things turn out well, actually. You can peacefully separate. There is pain, there is struggle, there is challenge, but guess what? It will work itself out and it will be more peaceful when you do things at the right time and you do it consciously. So we consciously separated. Everything has been easy for me. No hard feelings now, and we continue to live in peace. And that is the conscious path. That is the peaceful path. So nothing horrible has happened. It's just a beautiful, peaceful separation. Yes, with pain, because there is love and separation and attachment, but peaceful. So I needed some time to heal and to reflect on all the lessons that were coming through, all the realizations, and to adjust to being single again, to being alone. And now living out here in Wellington, living in 5 acres by myself, surrounded by wild animals, with horses, very happy, but also having a lot of feelings of loneliness come up. I had to face a lot of demons that came up again. And the last time that I was in a long-term relationship, was in a 6-year relationship that I ended. And the difference between that breakup and this breakup was alcohol. The last time that I had a big breakup, the first thing I did was go to the bottle. And I got blackout drunk for about a week. This time, I did not have that. So I had to sit with my feelings. And there was a moment where I felt like I was almost gonna die because of how painful it was. But in that moment, I thought, how beautiful. I came back again to the feeling of gratitude for being alive. And I thought, how beautiful it is to be alive, to have opened my heart, to have been vulnerable, to love, to have dreamed that perhaps I would have been with this person for the rest of my life and we were gonna build a life together. And to then have those dreams shattered and to feel this feeling of something being taken away, because that is so utterly human and beautiful. And there's nothing more human than that. And I'm so grateful to feel human, because for so long, I did not feel human because I was taking so many drugs, so many pills, so much alcohol. And when I got blackout drunk for the last time, when I was breaking up, I didn't get to feel that. I took that away from myself. I abandoned myself and I never got to process. And so I actually was dealing with the breakup for many years because I was not actually allowing myself to feel the feelings and to deal with the breakup. So this time around, as a sober woman dealing with the breakup, I feel like I was able to get over the breakup and the feelings much quicker because I actually allowed myself to feel them. So yes, I was on a couch at one point in a little ball, feeling like a freaking baby, crying, bawling, trembling, maybe for a couple days, but I felt it. I embodied it fully, and then it was released. I did not run from it. I felt it fully. And then with that same energy, I actually danced and I started moving the energy, and it was sad dance and it was beautiful, and the energy was released in my body, and I came back to my practices and I did breath work and I cried, and then I would get up and I would smile looking like, you know, maybe a crazy person that's crying, dancing, singing alone in a hotel room. And that's where I was. And that's some of the things that I've been doing this past 6 months that have not given me the space to podcast, but it just didn't feel right for me to share. And it wasn't the right time. I was too raw, too vulnerable of a moment. And I wanted to honor the time and the space to let it heal for me and for my ex-partner as well. So this feels like the right time. And I'm so happy to be here sharing with you the experience and the lessons. I know many of you, I'm sure, have gone through heartbreak and perhaps have drank it all away and perhaps are going through it now. And I want to let you know that the best thing that you can do is to feel it so deeply and to just acknowledge the beauty of being a human and feeling this pain. It's actually a gift. It's all about how you see it. I feel very, very grateful to have opened my heart, to have loved, and to have lost. And to be honest, am I afraid to love again? No. I will continue to open my heart again. I'm ready for it, actually, because I'm not afraid of the pain. I have felt it. And yes, it's painful, but it's so freaking beautiful. Just as beautiful as the love is, the pain is so beautiful. Maybe you'll call me a cynic for that, but maybe not, because it's the gift. So some of the things that I did during this time, as I mentioned a little bit, I want to just review them as well. What I've been doing, these practices to really get me through healing, and particularly not so much the pain of the heartbreak, but just getting used to being alone again, because it's such a big life change to go from being with somebody every day for 5 years to being alone. And then being here on a 5-acre farm, so secluded from everyone, it's like I could not have gone into more isolation. I've had to continue my daily practices and go even deeper. And it's been so beautiful. Every day, breath work. And it's not so much just a moment of breath work every morning, but it's throughout the day, daily breath work practices. So when something comes up, it's, can I take a moment to just breathe, to let that be felt? And now that I have so much breath work in my toolbox, I have, you know, activating, energizing, balancing. If something comes up, I can just breathe and I can take that moment. I can do it right here in my chair while I'm podcasting. Can I just take that moment to just breathe? Meditation. I've really been diving deeper into meditation, moving from breath work into the meditation. And then joy. I've been doing much deeper joy practices and actually making it a ritual where I'll move from breath work into that joy practice. Or I'll just let the joy practice spring whenever it wants to spring. But if I'm feeling down, I really come back to that joy practice. And even if I'm not feeling down, I love to have just a daily joy practice whenever it shows up. So what does a joy practice look like, you might be asking yourself? My joy practice consists of singing, dancing, twirling around, jumping, just smiling, really anything that brings you joy that's your joy practice. And it has to be something that you build. So I can't really tell you what your joy practice is, but for me, I love to just sing. So I had a moment where I was just singing every night before bed. I started just recording myself singing, just dance around if that felt good, but you have to develop your own joy practice. You can start with a breath work and a meditation, maybe start to smile. It's really just inviting things in that make you feel happy. For me, it's singing, it's dancing, sometimes yelling. It's really what feels good for you. During this past 6 months, I've realized as well how important friendship is and sisterhood. The first thing that I did when I was going through this breakup and feeling these feelings of loneliness is I reached out to all of my friends, to all of my sisters, sent voice notes, messages, and I felt the feeling of community. And everyone really came through for me. And I realized that the truth is, it doesn't matter what happens in my life, I will always have my sisters and my friends as part of my life. So I'll never really be alone. I went to women's circles. And if I was ever feeling really alone, I'd just go and hang out with my friend. I had sleepovers, really going back to that inner child and just having fun, doing joyful things with my friends, going out to the park, being in nature, dancing, doing cacao ceremonies together, and even just having a call or FaceTime. And I realized how much time I had actually not been connecting with my friends, and I had been a little bit isolated. So it was such a beautiful time to reconnect with friends and family, really a beautiful time for me as well to connect with family. And I think when you go through these separations and these hard things, you realize just how much support you actually have around you and people that love you. And if you don't have that support, it's a great moment to build it as well. Seek out things in your community, go to yoga, perhaps go to a class, go to meetups, and start building that community. Because sometimes when we get into these relationships or we get into these toxic times in our life, we might isolate ourselves. We might not try, especially if you're in a relationship, you kind of sometimes get lazy. And so you don't try to build community. You don't try to build these networks, these friendships, because you don't really like need to. But coming out of that, you realize, wow, why haven't I been going out? Why haven't I been meeting people? Why haven't I been in community? And you realize just how nourishing it is for your soul. But you should be doing this anyway when you're in relationship. And it is just so nourishing for the soul. So coming out of that, you realize that and you start to reconnect and it starts to make you feel so good and so loved and amazing. So it's such an important time to do that. And I've realized that in this past 6 months as well. And then, as I mentioned, just sitting in the discomfort of my own emotions, that's been just the most important lesson over this past months, is it doesn't matter if the emotion is negative, if it's anxiety coming up, if it's sadness. I'm just sitting in it. I'm feeling it fully and I'm letting it just take over my body. And I'm asking it, what is it here to show me? Why is it showing up? And rather than pushing it away, I'm letting it be here. Give me the lessons, showing it love. And by allowing it to be here and to talk to me and allowing it to be felt, it then disappears. Another thing I've done during this time is travel. It may not be an option for everyone, but if you can, maybe take a road trip, do a staycation, go stay at a friend's house. I have done a lot of traveling over this past 6 months, and which is also why it was, for me, an important time to take space from technology. I did a trip to Bali by myself, which is always something that I really wanted to do. And during that time, I did not post once. Well, I did post once, I will lie, but I almost did not post once on social media. And it was so beautiful for me to just take that space for myself. Every sunset that I saw, it was for me. It was not for social media. It was not for Instagram. I took pictures, but it was for me. It was just such a nourishing time for myself to really connect with my own heart, with my own mind, with the things that I wanted. Because I realized that I had been in a space of really trying to be something for so many people, really listening to other people's opinions and really trying to please, trying to help, trying to fix. In this relationship particularly, I was so trying so hard, trying to fix. And I had stepped so hard into the masculine energy that I really needed to step back and feel what it felt like to just flow, to just be into that feminine energy sometimes. And when I did, I realized just how much easier it is to just flow with the flow of the universe and to just allow things to just be rather than trying so hard all the time. So one of the biggest realizations I've had of these past 6 months is how important it is to balance that masculine and that feminine energy. And some of us women, we end up really trying, and by trying so hard, we step so much into that masculine energy. And especially us like go-getters, entrepreneurs, we're so much in that masculine energy that we don't ever allow ourselves to be in the flow of the feminine. And the balance is so important. And I'll talk about that more as I talk about the Bali trip, because that's where I really had this realization, this epiphany. Another thing that really came through that I learned from the separation, from the divorce, and just from this past 6 months is that not everyone will like you. So you just have to be yourself. And whoever resonates with that, great. Whoever doesn't, see ya. They can see themselves out. Because if you're not honest with yourself, you won't like yourself. And there's no quicker path to depression, to anxiety, to sadness than the abandonment of yourself. And many times in relationships, we abandon ourselves in hopes of making the relationship work, in hopes of compromise. But there is no compromise in abandoning yourself. At the end of the day, that's only going to end poorly for you and for the relationship. So what I realized in separating is that it had to be done because I was abandoning myself, trying so hard to be something for someone that just wasn't me. And that's another one of the reasons that that relationship particularly had to end for me. And I had to be completely, brutally honest with myself. And in these past year, 6 months, I have really grown to trust myself because I have started just being fully myself, not caring what anyone thinks, what anyone wants but myself, and stepping fully out of that people pleaser mode and fully into the space of just raw, real Christina. And that's how I'm showing up for this podcast this season. It's gonna be more raw. It's gonna be more real. I know we've gotten raw and real before, but this is on a whole nother level because I am in a new space right now where I fully trust myself. I'm fully myself, and there's nothing in my life anymore that is holding me back from being completely honest, authentic, genuine. And it feels really good, and I want to share that with you. So that's really my goal here as I'll be podcasting, sharing with you, starting up the Power for Good, because there's no greater power than authenticity, than truth, than your truth, and using your voice. And I am so ready to use my voice. And I think that in using my voice, sharing my experiences, and being so freaking honest with you, it will help you use your voice. Because when we share our stories, when we use our power and our voice for good, we allow others to do so. We create that space. So let's share our stories together. Hear my story, but share your story with me. If you want to be on the podcast, message me. Tell me about your story. DM me. Connect with me on Instagram at Christina Ray Almeida. It's in the notes. I'm always here to listen to your stories, talk with you. If you want to come on the podcast and share your story too, come on. Let's connect. This season, I just want to get raw. I want to get real. It's going to be more authentic than it has ever been before. This is honestly the hardest transition back to podcasting and to work that I've ever had because it's a lot. There's so much that I want to share and so much that I want to do, but the momentum is here. And because I'm so excited. So I feel the energy and the pressure and the excitement. I'm ready. I'm ready as my new self, and I'm ready to connect with you. And my goal is really to inspire, to share my fire, to share my power, to share my strength, to share my experiences in hopes that it really impacts you and inspires you to find your power. I am so grateful for this journey, for the past 6 months break, for all of you who have reached out and supported me through social media, through my friends, for my family, for you right now listening to this. And I am so excited for this journey that we're going to take in this season of the podcast for the new episodes coming up. We're going to be talking spiritual awakenings. We're going to be talking all of the experiences and the realizations and lessons that I've been through. So much to share with you. Some guests coming on as well. We're going to be talking horses as well. Healing that I've had through the horses, through the nature, through connection, through living on a farm, through being out here with the coyotes. And I'm so excited to have you here on this journey with me to get real, to get raw, to get authentic. I would love for you to subscribe, leave reviews, share this podcast with anyone you think it might resonate with, inspire, who might love it, and connect with me on Instagram is the best way to connect at Christina Ray Almeida. It's in the show notes, you can see. And I would love to connect with you, to hear your story. If you want to be on the podcast, hop on. Let's do it. If you have something to share, if you're sober, if you're healing trauma, if you've had a crazy experience and you just want to chat about it, let's connect. Thank you for being a part of this journey, and I'm sending you love. This is going to be an exciting time. And I'm so happy you're here on the Power for Good podcast, where we are inspiring each other to be our best and most powerful selves. Sending love. Bye for now.